At the sign of that meant tonight, obviously I would talk about the Rotary Foundation, but I didn't want to go down that track of trying to paint word pictures of babies with flies crawling on their faces, of children with distended stomachs. I think that when you use those in support of what you're doing, it's a form of emotional blackmail, and while it's fair enough to feel emotional about giving, I'd like to spend the next few minutes talking about the practical reasons why I think that you should have the Rotary Foundation as one of the charities of your choice. And why Roger and Janet made such a good choice. A few years ago, we had a branding exercise within Rotary to strengthen Rotary's brand. And the board employed a group of consultants in the States whose specialty was branding. And I had the pleasure of being on the committee. And one day these people came to our committee and said, we've been trying to find what it might be that makes Rotary different. And you know, we've come to the conclusion that you're unique. And we said, oh, come on. So these were hard-boiled Rotarians. And so we're not going to walk around the world and say we're the best in the world. They said, we didn't say best. We said, you're unique. We looked at all the other major service organisations, and you're more than a service organisation. And we looked at all the humanitarian organisations, and you're more than a humanitarian organisation, and you really are unique. And if you want, we'll give you some reasons to prove it. We said, go for it. They said, well, the first thing is, while you're not talking so much about your classification system now, what happens is that you attract people who are business, professional, community leaders into Rotary. And when as a club you face an issue or a challenge, the tremendous strength that comes from that is you get all the different views from people's own experiences. And they said it's very unusual to find an organisation which is so wide in its thinking. So Rotary, you think differently. And they said when you come to Rotary, you're leaders. And even without thinking about it, you've got those leadership and management skills. And so we found that there were very few Rotary projects that failed because they were well organised, because Rotarians were using their skills. So you act differently. And they said wherever we went, and they'd been to club meetings, to district conferences, to institutes, to an international convention, they said, we just can't help but be amazed at the passion that Rotarians show. And the perseverance too, because it was 1985 when you finally put together the organisation that was going to lead to the eradication of polio. That was in 85, and there are not many organisations that will stay true to the course in the way that you have. And if you want to look at perseverance, just look what you have done to lead that partnership. But it was the fourth reason that they gave which really resonated with me. And maybe when you're driving home tonight, you might like to think of what it means. They said, we went to Rotary clubs and they'd tell us what they were doing, and they'd talk about their international service. But they said, really, you're not in the business of international service. You're in the business of community service. But you've got 35,000 Rotary clubs right around the world. And what happens is that those of you who have got the resources help those clubs that haven't to do their community service. And they said, do you realise what a magnificent concept this is? community service on a global basis, and that makes you really different. And that, of course, is where Rotary Foundation comes in. Because our Rotary Foundation becomes the facilitator between those of us who can make our contribution and those in the areas of the world that need support and don't have the resources that we have. And if you work through the Rotary Foundation to achieve that, if you want to make a difference, then the Rotary Foundation is going to ensure that your money is well spent, and most importantly, they're going to act as stewards of your money for you. I sometimes laugh that the only two ways you can really get thrown out of Rotary is to forget to pay your dues and to steal Rotary Foundation money. Your feet don't touch the ground. So community service on a global basis. The Rotary Foundation, in my view, has become much more efficient over the past few years since we adopted the new grant structure. The global grant structure that's been established within Rotary Foundation has meant that the level of expertise is just greater than it had ever been before. And the fact that we've moved matching grants back to a district level has the tremendous advantage of having a lot more people involved in seriously looking at the work that we're doing with matching grants. Matching grants were killing the Rotary Foundation. They really were. Because there were so many of them that the cost of administration got too high, and it was impossible really to have enough staff resources to really follow up on matching grants. But as district grants, they are working so much better. Now you might think that if that was so, why don't we give all the money to the districts and then we wouldn't need to have Evanston? Well, some of them. Actually, I probably should move a little bit forward because there are some of you sneaking around the corner there that are hiding behind the lectern. It would be nice to think that every Rotarian in every club in every district of the world didn't need to be held accountable because they were that good as people and that good as at what they do. But even with district grants, you need your Rotary Foundation who were saying to the district, what did you say you would do? And what did you do? And if we're not satisfied that you actually spent the money wisely, then you're going to have to wait for next year's, because we're not going to send it to you immediately. And that stewardship role, I think it's very important too. If you're going to put your money into the foundation, you want to know that that money is being used well. And that's something that the foundation does do. But the global grant structure is something I think we can be very proud of. And excuse me if I draw my examples from my recent experience in the last few years where I've been chair of the Water and Sanitation Rotarian Action Group, because it's the area I've been closest to. And what we have become as an action group is basically the technical support for the area of focus manager for water and sanitation in Rotary. It's really, in a way, it's an internal partnership because you haven't got the Rotary Foundation staff as remote from the Rotarians who actually have the experience and can give the support. So it works very well. Just even the appointment of area focus managers has been a really significant step forward. But let's have a look at a hypothetical. you decide that you'd like to be involved in drilling a well in Tanzania, you contact the club, you say how much does it cost, you sort that between you, you go and talk to the village where you're going to drill the well, and you put it all down on a bit of paper and you send it to the foundation and say, would you please send the money? That's only where it starts, because the grant officer is likely to come back to you, in that case would certainly come back to you and say, would you mind if I asked you a few questions? Because I hear what you're saying, it's a great idea, but we do have some questions for you. Do you know if when you drill that well that you're going to drill into water, and how much water is down there so that you can work on the sustainability of that well? And if you haven't, or if you find that you're in an area which doesn't have water that can be accessed, have you thought of the other options? There are other ways to achieve your goal. Rainwater harvesting in many parts of the world is practical because they have a very short, sharp, wet season. And if you catch that water and store that, then that will often carry a village through the dry times. Or maybe there's polluted water nearby. Have you thought about the different forms of filtration which will achieve your goal of giving clean water to that village? So have you really thought of all the technical aspects that there are? And we're pleased you've talked to the people of the village and that they think it's a good idea. But have you asked them to set up a committee who will take a responsibility for collecting a small charge for the water that's produced? Because if you don't put any value on the water, it will be wasted. And you'll be surprised how quickly you can run out of water if it's given no value. But the other side of that is that if you keep that money, then you've got some funds available when the inevitable maintenance becomes necessary and you're not stuck. So the first thing is, has the village agreed to set up a water committee? Are you looking at putting water into a school? Is that part of the project? Because of it is, have you thought about the sanitation aspect that really goes hand in hand? Because if you haven't, you're not going to gain a lot. You're going to give drinking water and nothing else. The hygiene issues will still not be addressed. The children will still get sick. So you need to put the two together, and then you need to talk to the headmaster and say, will you build into your curriculum the importance of using the toilet and of washing your hands afterwards and turning the tap off? And if you've talked to the headmaster and he's agreed to all of that, and you've talked to some of the parents and they agree too, then you're really well on your way. If you talk to local government, because local government should carry on, and they may be a help when you've completed your project and you're not able to keep as close a touch on it. What about national government? In many of the countries in Africa, there's been very good hydrographic mapping done. And so the information is available. Have you talked to the government? And if you'd like to really work on all of those sorts of things and build those into your application, then we think we're in business together. But I think that that's something which is really very, very important, because I met a lady called Clarissa Brockle, who first met her at the Birmingham Convention and met her again later, and she was head of water for UNICEF. And she said, and she gave me her PowerPoint, but she said that in much of Africa, the failure rate of water projects is about 60%. And she actually named for me four countries which she said were well in excess of 60% failure. And the minister who is responsible for the environment and for water in Uganda told us that World Vision had drilled 1,000 wells in Uganda, and after 3 years, 500 of them weren't working. Now, I don't think it's acceptable to ask for us to support our Rotary Foundation if we just went along with the herd and had those sorts of failure rates. It's just not acceptable. And I believe we've got the knowledge now, and we've got the structure, which should give us something like 90% success, because you'll never hit 100, things can happen. In 5 years' time, that 90% of the work that we do is still operational, because it's that sustainability which is so important. It's the buzzword in the aid business at the moment, if you like, but it's there for a reason. Can you imagine 60% failure rate or 50% failure rate? That's just not acceptable to us as Rotarians, and it's not acceptable to our Rotary Foundation and the projects we do. And please don't come to me and say, oh, they seem to be bureaucratic, they always ask questions. They're doing it for a reason, and it's an important reason. So that's the second reason I was going to suggest, and I'll only go for one more, why I believe that the funds that you give to our Rotary Foundation are being given to the right place. Ian will have experienced the same as I have. For years I've been going back to Evanston and being told there that the Rotary Foundation is rated 4 stars by Charity Navigator, which is the highest ranking that they have. And I never really knew what it meant, because as a non-American, what did we compare to or with, depending upon where you learnt your grammar? So I looked up Charity Navigator, their website, and it's free there for all of you to do. It lists thousands upon thousands of charities. They say there are something like 2 million of them around the world, but I don't know how many are on Charity Navigator, but I got lost. So I decided the only thing to do was to pick on some of the names that I knew. Remember, Rotary, 4 stars. Now they rank in overall, and they rank in financial. They also do a transparency ranking, but that seemed to be fairly constant. The American Red Cross scored 3 stars overall and 2 for financial. Save the Children ranked highly. They had 4 stars for overall and 3 for financial. World Vision has 2 stars and 2 stars for financial. Now, you've got to be very careful in when you present figures like that. It's what my old boss, or one of my old bosses, used to call candle blowing. And I don't know how many of you get involved, particularly if you're in a bigger organisation, you see a fair bit of candle blowing. And candle blowing is when you blow out somebody else's candle so that it looks like yours is shining more brightly. And that isn't my intention when I quoted those figures to you. And they're public, because they're sitting there on a website. But when Rotary achieved its 4 stars again, quite recently, the CEO of Charity Navigator wrote to Rotary and said, your foundation is in the top 2% in the world. And that is a third reason why I think our Rotary Foundation should be one of your charities of choice, and why your gift is going to be looked after and treasured and achieved so much. I thought I'd just, that would be far enough in talking about those things. I'll just tell you a couple of things, again, going back to my water experience, that I have found very interesting and exciting just over the last few years, because it's an indication, I think, of the new thinking that's going on within Rotary as we're getting better at doing things. The Rotary clubs in Uganda, and there are 73 of them, decided that they would combine together and form a committee called the Uganda Rotary Water Plus Committee. And in doing that, they gave away some of their authority, which is something that clubs aren't always that willing to do, as district governors will tell you. But this committee now accepts the grant proposals from the clubs in Uganda. It checks them out technically. It looks at their budgets, and then it prioritises them. And that is, I think, is a gift that the clubs have given to themselves. Because then that committee goes out into the Rotary world and says, we'll try and find you partners to work with you, because you need an international partner if you're going for a global grant. And that's quite a bit of the activity that the Water and Sanitation Action Group gets involved in, trying to find those international partners. But at the other end of it, the government of Uganda is very close to Rotary and what we've been doing. I should take a minute, should I, Lorna, to tell of us going to the Parliament of Uganda, which was debating a resolution to congratulate Rotary on its years of achievement in Uganda and to express the view that they would like to continue the association. And we sat up in the back of the building there, the House of Parliament, and speaker after speaker got up and said all that wonderful work that Rotary was doing. And I was doing mental sums of how much this was costing the people of Uganda, while all these people very nicely and complimentary waffled on. It wasn't all sweetness and light. Actually, there was a lady who got up, and she was on the government side, and she said, I've got to say I'm a lion. I would have liked to have been a Rotarian, but they never asked me. But then they said, and the Speaker of the House said, it might be interesting to, oh, they passed the resolution. So then the Speaker stood up and said, it might be interesting to know how many of you are Rotarians. And a number of people stood up, and my Ugandan friends who were with us said, well, you've got the Speaker of the House, and that guy's the Attorney General, and the Prime Minister is an honorary member of his Rotary Club. And they just went through, and you realised just what Rotary achieves in a country like Uganda. And it's logical, I guess, to extend from there the fact that the Uganda Rotary Water Plus Committee is working very closely with the government. And that's another partnership. But WASRAC is an internal partnership within Rotary. In Uganda, they've got a very strong partnership with the government. One of the members of that committee actually is the World Bank representative for Uganda, so they're fairly high power. But I think in many of the developing countries of the world, it's important that they get together and that they have a voice in government, that Rotary and the Rotary clubs are right up there. I think that was good. The other story I was going to tell you is the situation in India. The trustees have decided that, as a secondary interest, because polio must always be number one till we finish the job, is that we would get involved in the foundation in washing schools. Now, Rotary in India is probably the most dynamic of Rotary around the world. And the Ian will tell you that. Ian will tell you that they're growing more quickly than any other country in the world at the moment, and they're doing wonderful things. And one of the reasons has been the confidence that they've got from the eradication of polio, because Rotary was right there. But the government of India decided to launch a Clean India campaign. And they talked to the leaders of Rotary in India. And they said, we're facing this sort of issue. There are 4.6 million schools in India. 1 million of those schools have no toilets. And we are trying to get the message across to Clean India. But there are other ramifications that follow from this. Because it becomes so difficult for girls when they reach puberty to be in a school that offers no privacy for them, that most girls, or a large number of girls, give up school within months of reaching puberty. And you can imagine the impact of that. The government of India says that about 22% of their girls are lost out of their education system at that stage. The government of Uganda estimates their figure is 25% of their girls leave school very shortly after puberty, purely because the schools can offer no toilets, no water, no facilities. And so the government of India said to Rotary, are you prepared to help us? And the district governors got together and they said, yes, we will adopt it as a project. And they set their target in the first year as being 10,000 schools a year for 2 years, because they thought that would make a difference. But they got a bit enthusiastic and they did the 20,000 schools in the first year. So now they've set their target much higher and they are making a difference. And of course you've got significant foundation support. But that Washing Schools initiative will roll out to other parts of the world. There are already three countries which have been named by Rotary, by our foundation, as areas in which they will work. We've got the ability, we've got the knowledge, and if we support our Rotary Foundation, we've got the resources. And the issue is not just what happens when a girl leaves school because she has no privacy at all and because it just becomes too much for her. I found the quote that I put in my file of quotes that I might look at from a Josephine Bourne, who was with UNICEF. And she said that girls who have 7 years of education marry 4 years later, have 2.2, but that's an average, 2.2 less children. And if you think of the social impacts that come because of that, from that, less children, marry later, contribute to society, and you and I have got a chance to be part of it. And that's the exciting sort of event that's coming through to us in Rotary. We're getting better at the things that we do. We're having greater impact in the things that we do. And the Rotary Foundation should be right up there amongst your charities of choice. Thanks.